Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 pm on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And at sheffieldlive.org.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes, love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Commuters Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Chris and Ellie here. And we just played Elton John, Johnny B. Goode, followed on by Duran Duran and Evil Woman. Now we've got a very special guest here today. Joining me, we have Adrian Collis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming here today. I mean, we've done an interview earlier on with me, so now it's my turn to interview you. So, I mean, tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, goodness. I am a Master's Broadcast Journalism student here at the University of Sheffield. Well, here at Sheffield, University of Sheffield. And, I mean, today I've come in to sort of represent Sheffield Wire. which is our kind of student-run in-class like news organization. So we produce articles, we produce a TV program that we currently, it's every Monday. We have radio bulletins, we have a radio show, and yeah, we get our kind of weekly practice in. Kind of students come in and they find stories from around the local area and bring them in and produce them, and yeah.
And I want to ask you as well, Adrian, I mean, who inspired you to become a journalist? I mean, who was that main person? Was there anybody on TV that you want, or was it like, did it come naturally to you that you always wanted to do this role?
Ooh, I would say that I first got interested in it. My undergrad was in English literature, and kind of I always found myself more drawn towards nonfiction, I think.
Sure.
And just kind of finding real life stories a lot more interesting, which is something that not a lot of English lit students agree with you on. and then kind of, I think, finding journalism from that and kind of seeing, you know, keeping up with current events as well, finding a way to kind of combine the two. Of course, I've kind of gone a bit more down the multimedia route now. Trying to think of journalists that I like. I can't think of anyone. I'd love to be Amal Regen in my head.
And I mean, we've just mentioned inspirations, but if it was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
Ooh. Anybody as in individuals or
anybody
wider?
I mean, anybody in the media, whatever.
I think me personally, I would love to do journalism for a cause. So maybe working with somebody like the UN, maybe charities or kind of maybe outlets like CNN, The Guardian, are always ones that I find myself being drawn towards personally. But, you know, I think when you're a journalism student, there's a lot of organizations that fit certain niches that kind of, they produce content for all kinds of audiences, all kinds of ages, all kinds of opinions, and you can kind of, you know, find one that you identify with, I reckon.
I mean, to our listeners at home who want to be a journalist, I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners?
Ooh, well, I'm not one myself just yet, so.
Let me put it this way then. I mean, as a journalism student, I mean, how difficult is it? And also, what advice would you give?
I think that what I struggled with at first, and I did struggle with it quite a lot because it was quite different than anything that I'd done, like in my studies, or it's a very practical course. A lot of journalism courses are. You really just have to, for lack of a better term, get over yourself and just get out there and kind of, you know, you'll be asked to go and do vox pops. You just go talk to people on the street or go and film certain events or just like get talking to people, in a way that I think a lot of people, just people in general public, everybody is get a bit more averse to more and more nowadays. I just think, well, this is just me speaking, but I don't think, you know, everyone nearly talks to each other as much as they should. But journalism is it's a good career for that. I mean, we were talking about not on air, but one thing that's so great is hearing all these different stories.
Yes.
And speaking to people. And that's something that I think you really have to embrace. It can be hard to get used to at first, but it's a blessing in disguise, I reckon.
I mean, we were talking about it earlier on, but you've also had a run-in with Dan Walker, so tell us a little bit about that.
It was just by chance. We were covering the Mi Amigo Memorial event, which was kind of a last-minute thing. I heard about it from another student, to be totally honest. It was never going to be my story, and I was like, oh, well, everyone fell through, so I went. And Dan Walker was there with a camera woman covering himself for Channel 5. So he's a very busy man. I'm sure he was like, lovely guy to speak to, but he, of course, has a lot of responsibilities. But we were lucky enough to kind of catch him when he had a couple minutes, and he was able to talk to us. And, you know, bringing in an interview with Dan Walker's. It's a fun thing to have in your portfolio.
It definitely is. I mean, we're going to come to the end of the interview now because you've got to...
I do have to run, sadly.
You do have to run, sadly. But I want you to introduce your track because you picked a track out that you want me to play. So please tell us a bit about the track.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of just discovered this track myself. This is a South African artist. Her name's Letta Mvulu, and this song is called Nomalizo. It's just great. I wish I could say more. I can't remember what year it came out, but it has such a great energy to it, really.
Give me that old
And that was Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I do apologise about that. We had a few technical issues regarding the lost song. For some reason, it decided to stop, so I do apologise about that. So we're going to play another track now. We are going to play the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil. Here it is.
Myself, I may well taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands, sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was the time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode the tank, had a generous rank. I went to blitzkrieg rage and the body stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Ah, yeah. But what's confusing you is just the nature of my game. Watch with glee while your kings and queens fall for tender days. For the God save me, I shouted out, "Girl, look at me." Well, after all, it was you and me. So let me please introduce myself. I'm a man well than chase. An island trap for a troubadours who can't kill before they reach Bombay. Meet you, hope you guess my name. But what buzzing you is just the nature of my game. I get down with it.
Yeah.
just the nature of my game. Ah, yeah, get down with it. Yeah. All right.
Have you heard? The local talent show is now on every Friday, 4 till 5. Sheffield is absolutely brimming over with singer-songwriters, bands, musicians, amazing talent, and we're going to showcase exactly what they can do. That's on the local talent show, Fridays, 4 till 5, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
We'll be right back.
run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. Some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as a pact. But I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't. Silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the
I believe it, that I would do anything.
won't do.
Will you raise
that?
Me
up?
Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make it all a little less cold?
I can do that.
Territory up and round, it'll all turn to dust and we'll all fall down. Sooner or later you'll be screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love, oh, I would do. No, I won't do that.
And that was Meatloaf, I Would Do Anything For Love. Now we're coming near to the end of the show. We are currently looking for volunteers, whether it be a producing or a presenting role. We are currently looking for volunteers. If you want to get involved in Sheffield Live Radio, you can contact me on my Communities Live Facebook page. We also have our very own Sheffield Live website, and we also have our very own email address at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. Again, you can get in touch with me on our Communities Live Facebook page. We have our very own Sheffield Live webpage, and we also have a contact email address at chrisanelli89@gmail.com. We're coming near to the end of the show now. I'm going to play one more track for you. We have Guns N' Roses, and this is November Rain.
Sunday morning, trying to be gentle and simple, and trying to be free. I just can't stand to see you leaving. Cut me out and won't look back. Turn and run without a thinking. I won't survive this heart attack. If you could see just what you're doing, you better stop to think it through. When you see red, act now, think later, and pull the plug on me and you. But can you change your mind? Unwind your mind. It's not the way you say. Just step back, relax, and pass. It's just another down and out day. Next time.